Now, John, I suppose a good way to blow off the cobwebs, a great win and great scoring today.
Yeah, I suppose, listen, we are actually still trying to blow off the cobwebs. We're only back, you know, a week and a half, really, to be honest about it. So, you know, we've worked hard in the last 12 days, but, you know, still blown off the cobwebs. Happy with the attitude, I think, really, was the big question mark there coming into that game today. You know, where is our attitude at? And to be fair, the lads, you know, give a very positive response.
Did you expect a sterner challenge today after Kerry's showing against Tip?
I didn't think about it, really, to be honest with you. I was actually just more concerned with ourselves to see where we'd be at, to be honest with you, you know. But to be fair, the lads have, you know, seized the opportunity. I think we, you know, we defended well. We kept them to, I think, 10 or 11 points, you know, which is, you know, a really, really strong defensive display. And I think, you know, when we had the ball, I think we used the ball really well.
In terms of, I suppose, people returning to the panel, some faces coming into the panel. Rory Duff obviously having his debut in midfield today. Were you happy with maybe some of the returning faces and some of the new faces?
Yeah, no, listen, overall I'd be very happy with the performance. I think we worked hard. I think that was, you know, clearly evident. You know, our tackling was really high, and, you know, I think collectively they worked hard as a unit. I think there was a good unity within the group on the field. These games are very important for these lads, you know, because they're opportunities to, you know, lay down a marker to say, listen, you know, you can't leave me out of the team the next day. So, you know, that's really important as well. But listen, there's obviously going to be tougher challenges coming down the road very shortly.
Any negatives, John? I think there was 11 wides. Is there anything that stands out to you in terms of negatives?
Actually, listen, we're just disappointed that Mark Quinlan, you know, his hamstring went again, and he's only just back a short period of time from a hamstring injury. So, you know, that was a disappointment. He's had quite a few injuries in the last 12 months, so he's finding it difficult to get a clear run of, you know, work under his belt. So that's a bit of a disappointment. But listen, other than that, you'd have to be happy with the performance.
Adam English coming off the bench and scoring a great goal, and Fairnstone got a great point as well in the game. I'm sure you're happy with him.
I'm happy with all the lads. You know, they came off the bench, they made an impact. You know, they joined in, they worked hard, the tempo didn't drop. It's always, you know, great to get some new young lads in and for them to get a game under their belt, or some game time at least. You know, it gives them a sense of a taste of it. You know, that there will be bigger challenges and more intensive battles ahead, and, you know, it's up to them now to fight hard to try and get themselves included in those.
In terms of preparation and numbers and training and stuff, John, have there been difficulties? We saw, obviously, that this wave of COVID was quite serious, quite contagious. Have you had difficulties training, Moyes?
It was a slow start, there's no doubt. We had 11 the first night, you know, so we're building it up. You know, the Kilmallock lads needed to get a bit of a break as well. Those that weren't, we'll say, involved, those that were involved with us, we'll say, last year, you know, who've had no break. So the likes of Graham and Barry and Robbie, they're on a break now for a couple of weeks just to freshen up again. Other than that, listen, Fitzgibbon is on, so we're releasing all the lads for challenge matches with UL, UCC and Keane within UIG. So there's a bit of a balancing act going on, but, you know, we never really get upset over the numbers. If we've 12, we'll train with 12, and if we've 22, we'll train with 22. We'll cut our cloth according to our measure, but we'll always get a session in and work hard. And, you know, we've got to be patient. You know, it's important that we make the right decisions. And for me at the moment, the right decision is that the lads playing Fitzgibbon get a chance to fight for their place with their team, whichever college they're in. And the lads from Kilmallock that were with us last year, they needed a bit of a break to freshen up. So those are the right decisions as regards the players, and the numbers come second.
Clare up next, who had a win over Waterford in their semi-final yesterday.
Yeah, very impressive, yeah. Huge scoreline, you know, two good teams out, you know, very, very strong. Huge, huge battle, I'm sure, ahead of us next week, yep.
Would you prefer the Clare game being competitive rather than having to go and search for challenge games, John?
Listen, we've always entered the Munster League, you know. We've always found we've gotten something out of it, and it's been a positive experience always. And I think today, again, you know, getting the lads like Paddy Donovan there and Adam, you know, getting Oisin back on the field, you know, and game time into lads, and they got a lot of game time last year. That's really, really important, you know, from their perspective in development and confidence. You know, we've got to try and build our confidence levels, and it's only out in the pitch that you'll do that, you know. And young Rory Duff there in the middle of the field as well, you know, been out of the inter-county scene maybe a couple of years now, and just trying to come back in after a good campaign with Mungret. So it's important for them from a confidence perspective to get their bit of game time in, so, you know, it drives them on the subsequent weeks in training as well.
Johnny, it's March 2020 since he had a crowd here in the Gaelic grounds for a game. Nice to have some back at least.
Oh, absolutely, yeah. Yeah. Listen, fantastic turnout today. Great day now, in fairness. Conditions are excellent. And, you know, the boys tried to, you know, play the best hurling they could possibly, you know. But I think it is fantastic to have people back. There's no two ways about that. And I know there's going to be some bigger occasions in the next few weeks, and sure, we'll look forward to those. And with the help of God, they lifted, or, you know, the cap will be lifted maybe in the next couple of weeks as well, and we'll be able to, you know, just freely bring as many people as who want to be here to be here.
We saw six new faces from last season across today's match panel. Have you more to come in the coming weeks, or what are you working with at the moment?
You'll have to wait and see, John. You'll have to wait and see. You know, I don't ever go down that road. So, yeah, you'll have to wait and see.
There's no one out injured at the moment, is there?
Sure, we're just waiting. Obviously, Barry Murphy and Peter Casey are long-term injuries. Mikey Casey isn't as long. Mikey should be back sometime the end of February. And he's working well and is in great nick and great form, and really looking to work really hard now over the next 6 weeks to get himself in a position to be available for selection possibly towards the end of February, beginning of March. Yeah.